Alright folks, welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. We're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, embracing your emotional body and physical sensuality. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, woo-woo, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some mystical guru or anything crazy like that. It's about understanding yourself on a deeper level, feeling more alive, and connecting with the world in a truly authentic way. Think about it, life throws punches, right? Stress, anxiety, pressures from work, relationships, it all takes its toll. We often focus on fixing our problems, but what if we stopped for a second and just felt? What if we acknowledge the emotions swirling inside us, good or bad, instead of trying to bury them under a pile of to-do lists and distractions? That's where your emotional body comes in. It's the part of you that feels every single sensation, from joy to grief, anger to love. And guess what? Your physical body is inextricably linked to your emotions. Ever notice how butterflies in your stomach signal excitement or how tension can knot up your muscles when you're stressed? It's all connected, people. Learning to tune into both your emotions and your physical sensations is like unlocking a hidden superpower. Here are 5 things that will help you start this journey. 1. Label your emotions. Seriously, just name them. Feeling anxious? Say it out loud. Overjoyed? Shout it from the rooftops, or at least whisper it to yourself. The act of naming your emotions gives them power and helps you understand them better. 2. Body scan meditation. This is a simple yet powerful practice. Take a few minutes each day to close your eyes and bring your attention to different parts of your body, your toes, your feet, your legs, your stomach, your chest, your head. Notice any sensations, warmth, tingling, tightness, relaxation. It's like taking a mental tour of your physical self, building awareness and connection. 3. Sensual experiences. Think beyond the bedroom. I'm talking about savoring a delicious meal, feeling the sun on your skin, listening to music that moves you, inhaling the scent of fresh baked cookies. Okay, maybe that one is for me. Engage all your senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. It's a way to come alive and appreciate the beauty of everyday moments. 4. Move your body. This doesn't have to be anything intense. A walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, doing some yoga stretches, it all counts. Movement releases endorphins, reduces stress, and helps you connect with your physical self. Plus, feeling good in your body can boost your confidence and overall well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you feel more connected than others. That's okay. Practice self-compassion, celebrate the small victories, and remember that every step towards embracing your emotional body and physical sensuality is a win. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been feeling overwhelmed lately, work deadlines, relationship stress, the usual chaos. She's constantly on edge, her muscles are tense, she barely sleeps. But then, Sarah decides to try something different. She starts labeling her emotions throughout the day, even the small ones. I'm feeling frustrated right now, she says to herself when traffic is a nightmare. Or, wow, I'm so grateful for this delicious cup of coffee. She tries body scan meditation before bed, noticing the tightness in her shoulders and consciously releasing it. She starts taking walks in nature, paying attention to the breeze on her skin, the rustling leaves, the vibrant colors. Sarah even puts on some music that makes her want to dance, and let me tell you, she's not afraid to move. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling more grounded, more connected to herself, and less overwhelmed by the craziness of life. See? This isn't just theory, it's real, tangible change. And you can achieve it too. So, my friends, remember this. Your emotions are valid, your body is amazing, and there's so much power in embracing both. Take those first steps today. Label your feelings, tune into your senses, move your body with joy. Trust me, you won't regret it. Ready to take the leap? Head over to our website at insert website address for more resources and connect with the amazing Thrive Tribe. Let's continue this conversation on social media, tag us in your posts and share your experiences. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.